USA Radio News.
After a series of delays and protests, the Senate has approved a bill that will help veterans exposed to toxic burn pits. The bill, called the Honoring Our Pact Act, will expand health care resources and benefits for millions of veterans exposed to toxic burn pits during their military service. It adds conditions related to burn pit and toxic exposure, including hypertension. Comedian Jon Stewart has become one of the faces of this legislation and has harshly criticized senators.
Look, there are Vietnam veterans on this bill. They've been fighting since the 60s and 70s. People that fought for us, that we all say we support the truth. To pass that bill for them, to give them that moment of exhale.
The bill will now go to President Joe Biden to sign into law. This is USA Radio News.
Wendy Bell here for my friends at Swiss America. Did you know the U.S. Constitution authorizes only two forms of legitimate money, gold and silver? That's right. But our government abandoned gold and silver a half century ago. Meanwhile, gold and silver prices have rocketed in recent years due to growing economic uncertainty. So, to help my listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer today. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars at the amazing low price of $12.50 each delivered. You heard me right, $12.50. Call now to reserve your silver coins at 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars for just $12.50 each delivered while supplies last. Put a silver lining in your financial portfolio now by calling 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490.
An 8-year-old boy whose spine was severed in the shooting at a parade on July 4th has been moved to a rehabilitation-focused hospital after spending nearly a month in a Chicago pediatric intensive care unit.
He's undergone several surgeries since Monday, including one last night during which doctors were finally able to close up his belly.
That was a family friend speaking on behalf of the Cooper Roberts family. Cooper Roberts was among the 48 people wounded when a gunman opened fire on the Highland Park Independence Day parade. His twin brother, Luke, was hit by shrapnel and his mother was wounded in the leg. An online fundraiser reported more than $1.7 million has been raised towards Cooper's care. Seven people in total were killed that day. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
A House oversight panel has subpoenaed gun maker Smith & Wesson for documents on the manufacture and sale of AR-15-style semi-automatic rifles after its CEO refused to appear for a hearing on the firearms frequently used in mass shootings. The House probe found that five major gun makers took in a combined total of $1 billion in revenue from the weapons over the past decade, and they were at times marketed as a way for young men to prove their masculinity, even as they became a, quote, weapon of choice for mass shooters. Gunmakers say the weapons themselves aren't to blame for mass shooting, which are on the increase, but rare overall.
The Angels Community Outreach Food Pantry in Pittman, New Jersey has temporarily closed down after running out of food for the first time since opening. The organization's director, Alyssa Darrow, tells Fox News that it's tough when everything costs more.
People that are working, they just don't have enough money at the end of the month to put extra food on the table.
The Consumer Price Index reports grocery prices marked a new 40-year high in June by rising over 10% since last year. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.